Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and some of you will remember in December of last year, I spoke to Eden Shmorak. He was then the newish CEO of Proud Media. The ASX code is CM8. And when we chatted last year, Eden, I guess, intimated that there were going to be lots of news flow coming up, and I said, well, come back and have a chat to us. Well, they are true to their word. Recently, they have executed two commercial agreements for its artificial intelligence-driven talking head platform. That's basically integration into the media search sector and also the NFT space, which is non-fungible token marketplace. So I've asked Eden to come back and give us a bit of an update. We want to find out the runway for projection, how he's doing now that he's fully in the hot seat at Crowd Media. Eden, thanks so much for joining me on Small Caps today. Good to see you again.
Kerry, great to see you again.
Now, last time we spoke, and if I can just, I guess, encapsulate it in a sentence, you are humanizing user interaction via artificial intelligence. That's basically what Crowd Media is doing. There's a lot more people are using, I guess, the bots, the artificial intelligence, always being online and not necessarily talking to people. You're humanizing that, correct?
100%. I think a better, more ambitious way to describe it is that Crowd is going to change the way that brands, services are communicating with their users, are going to change the way that onboarding on a company is being made. And we're doing so by taking a simple web page and allowing users to communicate with a digital human on a one-on-one conversation.
Why do you think it's important for it to be a digital human and not a what we've got now, which is answer a whole bunch of questions? There's no sort of human interaction, if you like. Why is it important that what you have takes it to the next level?
Well, I think first it depends on the service. Some services would not match that, and some services we would see that would match that in a very good way. For example, medical services. Well, no one likes chatbots anywhere. And older populations are very much trying to fade away or trying to keep distance from that. And when you combine a medical industry, for example, a hospital or a medical provider, they want to be able to access more and more patients in less time. And by doing so, they will try to implement chatbots, but this is not very successful in today's industry. And we're seeing that especially older populations are responding very much better to a talking head. As well, if you look on a, I'll jump right over to a different industry and I'll tell about a deal that we just made there a bit later. When people open a webpage that they weren't necessarily 100% sure if they want to be on the web page or not. If they see a one-on-one conversation and someone that's talking to them eye level or someone that they know even better, it keeps them more on the page. It helps brands advertise and attract clients in a much more compelling way than ever before.
We're moving into the technology space awfully quickly. I'm talking to you over Zoom. You're in Tel Aviv in Israel. Here I am in Australia. You're listed on the ASX. Wonderful things come out of research and technology from Israel. Tell me about the R&D. Talk to us about the size of the prize, if you like, so that our investors can understand how big the potential is for Crowd Media in this space.
Well, since our last conversation in December, a lot of things have happened. First, just to reflect, the development center, R&D center of Crowd is in Barcelona, located together with our investee, Aflorhythmic. They are amazing. And together since a year now, we are developing a technology that doesn't exist anywhere else. Other companies are trying to do what we're doing, but no one has the scale that we have. What we can do on one server, we can put 10,000 interactions with talking heads simultaneously, while competitors can do maximum 2. This allows us to be profitable and cost effective in everything that we do, and also offer our clients a price tag that makes sense, which is not in $10,000s per month, because clients would not adopt the technology in that way. They need something that's compelling, and we don't want to be a company that's burning money crazy. So we have developed something which is unique, something which allows us to take this to market very fast and very efficiently. Second, the king is scale, or scale is king. This is what we create here, and we are deploying this in many, many ways. One of them, and I think is the more mentionable, is a deal that we have just made with a company here in Tel Aviv that allows us to take heads to audiences around the world with advertisement technology. This company is called SourceFlare, and they are optimizing advertisement solutions. They can take a very wide array of advertisement and make sure that it gets to the right audience on the right time, on the right way. And we, together with both technologies that are in these days being integrated, are able to put talking heads in front of clients. And we've already proven that this works, and this is something that's going to show a very significant amount of revenue very, very soon. We don't want to overpromise, so it will be shown in the future reports, but it looks very, very positive.
Well, talk to me about the agreement and how it came to be that SourceFlare and Crowd Media came together. Are you taking them over? Is there a licensing agreement between the two of you? Talk to us about the numbers and how that agreement has been put together.
So first, SourceFlare licenses Crowd's talking head technology for a minimum of $5,000 US per month. This is the start, and this is the basis of the corporation. But also with that, we join hands in integrating that technology. The technology is still young, and their technology is very much developed. So we are helping them to integrate the talking head into our technology, and together with some marketing expenses that we share, we are going to push that in front of a lot of users. This is an operation that is done on a monthly basis, and is going to show revenues that Crowd didn't see in the past few years. And with that said, this is done responsibly. So we're not spending hundreds of thousands of dollars or on marketing through their system. We're starting small. We're starting with a 3 months proof of concept that we have a high percentage of confidence that would work. After that, we prove that this has worked, we're going to go into a longer term contract that will show also much higher numbers in terms of licensing and in terms of revenues.
When you say there's a 3 month initial, when did that start?
It starts in a week from now.
Okay, so it's about to start. And with
yes, it's just about to start. We have
Go ahead.
So we are finalizing the technical integrations. We have signed the contract a week ago after long negotiations on how exactly the integration is going to work. It's more of a technical than a business discussion, because the business outlines are very clear, because fortunately the technologies both seems to work in very good synergy. And we're starting in 1st of June.
Why SourceFlare? Why them and not? Are there other people that are doing something similar to SourceFlare? What was the synergy that made you decide that they were the right fit?
So SourceFlare has scale, and they have technology, and we have a very good connection between both companies, just because of the size. They are relatively a small company that are doing a very much scaled operations, and Crowd has the same spirit. Less small, but with the same feist in terms of technology. So what we are going to apply with SourceFlare is going afterwards to be applied in many other companies. The internet marketing advertisement or marketing spend on the internet was $500 billion last year. Even a small chunk of that is a very big number, and we're looking at incredible opportunities once we finish this proof of concept.
Did I hear that right? $500 billion in marketing?
So think of that. In advertisement, most of the spend is getting on is being spent online. If you look on Statista, 59% of all digital advertisement in 2021 was spent on internet mediums. So it's $455 billion. It's a lot of these are big numbers.
Massive numbers. And if you only had a tiny percentage, that's still massive numbers. How difficult will it be to push this out and get crowd media and your talking head more visible in what I see as a crowded marketplace?
So this is exactly what we're doing now with the partner that knows how to push this to masses. So we're going to start immediately by deploying heads to tens of thousands of users. By doing so, we're not going to only generate revenue, but we're also going to learn. The machine is going to learn, the system is going to learn, and we're going to know how to tweak it and improve it to make users interact with it more and to improve it in the way that it's a machine learning system. So it learns also by itself, but as well, we are going to improve it by the user's reaction. So we're starting on a small scale, but relatively to the industry, but it's going to be huge.
Is this an important step forward for crowd media? When we spoke in December, this probably wasn't, I mean, it might have been on the cards, but we certainly didn't speak about it. Do you see this as a big step change in future profitability for crowd media as we move forward? As you just said, nearly $500 billion USD in marketing spend on the internet.
Yes, the next year, financial 2023 in Australia, it's going to be a catalyst in crowd's history. We have, since December, developed a technology that is no less than amazing. And we're going to patent a part of it, the ones that keeps us special. And we have come to the realization that we are developing something that has many use cases. Some of them need specializations like medical, and we are choosing the right partners to work with, like PangeaMed in South Africa. And now we are with negotiations with very big partners in Europe as well. And this is something that's going to scale into almost, hopefully, every computer in the next few years, because we have discovered that there is a new way to interact with users. And once we do it right, it's going to be anywhere.
You mentioned the P word before, patented technology, which I think is always very important, especially for shareholders listening, because a number of people potentially would be listening to this and say, well, couldn't anyone, you know, barrier to entry, could anybody else do it? And would that then make it almost open source? But you're saying that a portion of this you're going to patent. Could you talk to us about that and how far down you are?
Yes. So I couldn't elaborate specifically on the essence of what are we patenting there, of course. But we have now are in the first steps of doing whatever we need to do in order to file for a patent. This is a process that takes time, but once you have done the provisional application, then you're protected to some sense. We're now in the first legal discussions on exactly what, how, and for the when ASAP. So it's something that we are very keen to do. But with that said, the risk of imitation is not that big, because this is a very unique process that we're having there, and it's not something that even a big tech player could do in one day. So the patent is an inevitable way of our path, and in being in keeping our competitive value. But I wouldn't put too much weight on the risk factor of the time that we're not patented yet.
Okay.
So we are very confident in the technology that we have, and we will patent it. But until then, we're still safe.
I think that you mentioned earlier that the R&D component of the business is based in Barcelona. Is there a reason for that? Because surely that would potentially add more cost to the bottom line. It's, you know, it's not close to you. And how do you manage something which is not in your own backyard? And what was the reason behind that?
So Crowd headquarters is based in Amsterdam. In Amsterdam, we have our headquarters functions like the finance department and the subscription division, which is our profitable division. Creates profits every quarter, and we're implementing some growth measures there as well. And the reason that we have established our development team for the Talking Head in Barcelona is algorithmic. In order to create a talented team that follows the vision, you need to attract them to other talent. And my predecessor, Dominic Carosa, the former Crowd CEO, together with the chairman, Steven Shapira, as a part of the turnaround that they've brought to the company and the new vision, they had to start somewhere. And this somewhere was an investment made in Afrorhythmic back in the early 2020. And with that, Afrorhythmic have incubated a team that is now the Crowd team, with the technology that we fully own. And it was based there. Later on, we came to the phase that we said, okay, are we taking these guys on to Amsterdam, or are we leaving them in Barcelona? We chose to leave them in Barcelona from two main reasons. First, Barcelona is a great place. It's a great place to live, and it's sunny, it's great, it's a great place to live, and it's a very good place to attract talents. Living costs there are significantly lower than in Amsterdam, also hiring costs, which also affects the company. And because we are already having this setup there, it's a much easier decision end of living in there. And personally, as a CEO, I spend most of my time between Amsterdam and Barcelona. I'm just here in Tel Aviv because I spend some of my time here as well, the developing partnerships and the part of the business. We just closed the source layer till next week, and we're still ongoing with their integration with them. But everybody's getting a lot of attention as Tel Aviv is 4 hours away from Barcelona, so it's not that far away.
Not that far away at all. How important is, you mentioned the word partnership, how important are these strategic partnerships in the growth of Crowd Media as you move forward? Is it all about partnerships?
It's not all about partnerships. Well, we are, we can only count on ourselves. So we still attend to the teams, but partnerships is our way to conquer more and more verticals, because we don't want to build a 1,000 people teams that are integrating into a million verticals. But we do know that we have a technology that is that can be implemented in many verticals. So to the ones that are more complicated, we will establish partnerships with the right business cornerstones that will help us to get where we need. Mostly partnerships are not limiting us in terms of competition or exclusivity. And if there is, and if there's going to be one, it's going to be very worthwhile for Crowd. Our partners is our way to get to new industries. We've done it in South Africa in medical. We're doing it in Tel Aviv with media search. We've done it in the US with NFTs. And we're going to do it in a bunch of other verticals in order to scale our business, because scale is king, and we have the technology to do so. And now we're laying the business foundation to do so.
And that's exactly what I want to come down to. We're talking about scale, fast scale. So lay out the runway. I want to come to the second agreement in a minute, but just lay out that runway for profitability, if you will, for my community out there.
So in the next 18 months, Crowd is going to change. By the way, if you look on history, I like looking forward, but if you look 3-4 years back at Crowd, you've seen a very different picture in terms of reporting. I welcome everybody that's listening right now to open past reports and see the incredible turnaround that is made by Chairman Steven Shapira and Director Ivan Carras and the rest of the board that just joined end of 2019. They've changed the balance sheet. They've changed leadership. They've changed the board. They brought me in. We're bringing some new talent. And over the past 12 months, we've developed a very competitive technology. We have a unique value that we're giving to a lot of users right now, and we are ultra growing the span of the users that's going to use our systems. And the next step is laying the business foundation. So we're creating partnerships. We're building a commercial team, and we're commercializing the technology. By the way, we started almost a year ahead of time. The deadline in 2019 was the end of 2022 for our first dollar coming in from the new technology, and we're doing so for more than 6 months now. The next 18 months would symbol the going from break even to profitability. We're going to do so by implementing the technology in a bunch of new verticals, but building the right teams for it. And it's going to reflect in the report. And I'm very positive that in the next quarters, we're going to see the glimpse of a change. With that said, we are growing and we are hiring, and we're not compromising on quality. So before it's gonna grow, we're gonna need to spend to grow, and we are doing it responsibly. And if you look on the spend picture of Crowd, it is very much different than past years. We've also done. I've personally led an internal turnaround. We've laid off or replaced almost 30% of our teams. Not an easy move, but it's a part of a change. And now we are we're having one of the best teams that I've ever worked with for my entire career, and it's only going to grow. And we are really taking each hire with a magnifier and seeing is this the right person for us. And for now, we're having a great team.
Ian, we're running out of time, but there's a couple of things I need to ask you. First of all, just briefly, what's your background that makes you the right man for the job? From an investor point of view, I think that's important for our community to understand.
Well, I've spent over 7 years leading teams and technologies with the Israeli Air Force here in Tel Aviv for my non-Australian accent. After that, I've joined a multi-venture a tech company in Israel called VFR. This is how we came to meet Crowd. We took a technology that we're now implementing a part of within the Talking Heads platform, and the synergy there was great. And I fell in love with Crowd's vision and with the way of things are handled, taking the challenge of being public, which is not always easy, especially in Australia. It's a very interesting market with a lot of barriers, and the stock exchange there are still learning how to adapt to new technologies. But it's an ongoing conversation, and we care for them, and they care for us a lot. And I think only time will tell if I'm the right man. But I believe that that leading the team, leading teams, is something I'm doing from a very young age, still being young. And I think that we're gonna deliver.
Okay, we like to hear that. Now, there's a second agreement that I want to talk to, and this is in the NFT space. With, I can't even pronounce the name of the creative studio, but I'm sure you will. Talk to us about that.
And why. Impossible.
Is that how it
is? So the agreement with Impossible.
It's not spelt impossible, but anyway, go on.
It's on purpose. It's on purpose. Impossible is a very qualified American-based company. It's American and Italian-based company that we've learned to meet throughout the past few months, and we've seen the synergy between what they do and Crowd's technology very, very quickly. They know how to create on scale NFT series and market them in a way that's profitable. Their first series was incredibly profitable, and they sold it very, very quick. And NFT is a rising industry. In days like these, there always comes the question, will people go to NFTs when the market is shaky? The answer is probably yes, because it's an alternative route for investment. And the people that are, the masses that are still investing in Bitcoin are looking on these kind of investments as an alternative one. We have recognize an opportunity there. NFT is something that is getting innovations all the time, and we're bringing in specific innovations there, which is a one-on-one conversation. We can create a conversational NFT. We can take and wrap a specific conversation with an artist, or with the case that we're going to do with Impossible. It's all AI. conversation. The conversation is made by AI. The face is made by AI. The whole interaction is you communicate with a computer. And together, we're going to create a series, and we're going to market it with the great tools that Impossible has. We have
Is that a pure joint venture? Is it a 50-50? What's the terms of this agreement?
So the terms of this agreement are underlying 70-30, but it's going to change according to the series that we're going to manufacture. It depends on how many conversations are going to be there. Will we participate or the amount of participation that's going to be in marketing, because there is a marketing spend in marketing an NFT series. And the reason that we chose Impossible than any other partner in the NFT sphere is because there is a mutual understanding of the technical resources that are needed in order to create a one-on-one conversation NFT. And also there is a very clear agreement that this is going to work because this has a unique value. So this is a revenue share deal. And we have picked Impossible mainly because of their proven experience in monetizing these series that they create.
Edan, it's been a fascinating conversation. We've run out of time. You know how I like to finish these up. Give us three reasons to my community right now. Well, first of all, congratulations. Massive, deals and growth even since we've last spoken in December. But three reasons why our community should be sitting up and taking notice of Crowd Media right now.
Vision. It has proven itself over and over in the past 7-8 months. Since we started, we're seeing more and more demand, and we've come to the phase that we choose the partners and the clients that we want to work with, because the worst thing that we can do is under-deliver product. The second thing is people, the people that are creating it. And as I said, we've replaced 30% of our team, and now we're growing and we're hiring. To whoever is looking at us right now, please go to our LinkedIn page. We're hiring. And the third thing is scale. We're going to bring scale to a new market, and we have the technology to do so. So I think it's a very good investment in these days, especially in these days. And I look forward to follow up with you in next times.
Absolutely. Let's not leave it too long, Edan, because you are motoring along very quickly. As you said, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of vision. He's got the right people. And of course, they're scaling up globally. This is a massive market, close to $500 billion US dollars. In that marketing sphere, which is where they're sitting right now. So as I said at the start, ASX code is CM8. Edan Shmorak, CEO of Crowd Media, thanks for joining me on Small Caps today.
Okay, thanks so much.